Just before we get to Adam, good morning, boys. Has Munsey organised the statue of Mark Waugh for TAB headquarters yet? Surely his photo is on the corridor walls. Please restrict his chat to cricket. He is sending me broke. Grant from Newey. Which brings us immediately to the performance of Mighty Marmalade yesterday. 5th of 8 at Gosford after a very strong push from ME Waugh.
What?
It was a strong push.
Yeah.
Is there a photo? So I haven't. To be honest, I haven't seen it, if there is, Grant.
Do you know that, look, I think Mark has tipped us into a fair few winners, right?
Right.
He did once make four ducks in a row and they called him Audi.
That's in Sri Lanka, right. Wasn't it?
So currently...
He's on the naught. He's had a duck.
He's got duck egg
yeah.
at the moment, right? Yeah. But he's got two spare at this stage. Hello, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, TK. Morning, Jimmy.
I can tell you what, they're build
ruthless.
Monuments to tipsters, I can tell you that.
No, but having said that, the boys had a pretty good weekend.
They did. They did. Across the sky platforms, everyone was on fire.
It's a thankless game, though, TK.
Yeah.
Thankless game. Only good as your last tip, as they say.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, this was earlier, TK was talking about it, Racing Victoria to decide on whether Darren Weir is eligible for the training premiership. This is a G-up, right, Adam?
Well, it could be, Jimmy. It's a fascinating one, isn't it, though? Because the Racing Victoria board at their next meeting, I assume, are going to be discussing this at length, whether Darren's eligible to win the Victorian or Melbourne training premiership. The problem is, he's almost got an unassailable lead in the Melbourne training premiership 6 months of the season
Incredible.
To go. He's almost 60 wins ahead of, you know, David Hayes, Ben Hayes and Tom Babbin. You'd think they're going to struggle to reel him in the last, 5.5, 6 months of the season to go. So Darren almost has a mortgage on that training premiership at this stage, but you'd think common sense would prevail at some stage and they'll say, listen, this is not a great look for us. We need to expunge him from the records this season, maybe even expunge him from the records from previous seasons. I'm not too sure, depending what the investigation, the stewards and police come up with in the next few months. But,
Yeah,
you'd like to think he's not going to be winning the training premiership this year.
Look, while there's no proof those jiggers were used on any of the horses that may have added to his tally, so on and so forth, Darren Weir, there's got to be a clause there somewhere that says a disqualified trainer can't be winning a premiership.
Yeah, that's right, TK.
Particularly for this current year. I don't know about past years, but yeah, for this current year, a disqualified trainer, yeah, you've done your dash as far as winning a premiership.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. I think probably it's a pretty significant thing winning a premiership at the end of the year. We all know that, especially the jockey's premiership, the trainer's premiership. The countdown is, you know, pretty well watched in sort of June and July period when it winds down. So I just don't think it's going to be a great look if we get to the, you know, July 31 and Darren Weir's proclaimed as the best trainer in Melbourne for the season.
Doing the parallels with the Jack DeBellin case, Has he been convicted yet, Darren Weir?
He no contestant. So
pleaded guilty. Different situation.
Yeah. Jack's pleaded not guilty.
Not guilty. Okay. Because I'm just wondering, are they being hypocritical, saying, well, hang on, he gets a presumption of innocence. The other one said, put his hand up.
Hands
and
up
said,
on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jeddah Star, going to go to the Lightning Stakes this Saturday.
This is fascinating, Jimmy. How often do we see two-year-olds contesting the Lightning Stakes, which is one of our, you know, best sprint races around the country for the season? And well, I think, TK, in the last 50 to 60 years, there's been a handful. When I say a handful, maybe four or five. I think there was a time in 2014, since it's gone 5 years back now, we had a couple of two-year-olds in the race. Boomwah for Robbie Lang and Brigatti for the Hawks. They were both contesting the race.
We did.
Yeah, and they both ran down the track, which is, you know, to be expected. But Lloyd Kennewell's going to throw at the stumps with his I Am Invincible filly on the weekend. She's only had two starts. She's going to carry just 44 kilos in the Lightning Stakes, which is incredible when you think about it. It's a throwback to the old days.
Well, she can't. No one can ride at 44.
Oh, they're going to have to find someone, aren't they?
Well, they can't. There's not a human, is there, going around at 44 kilos?
I'm not quite sure who's riding. I probably should check that. I should check that out for you. But there will be a young apprentice or something like that who can probably ride really, really light. And having looked at the initial nominations, it's not a vintage Lightning Stakes field, I must say, this year. So it's probably, if you're ever going to try it one particular year, this year's probably the year to do it. She's got a couple of starts. She ran well and won on New Year's Day down at Flemington. Was pretty good on Australia Day behind Catch Me, only beaten a length. So whether she's up to this grade at this stage of her career is obviously very doubtful, but geez, it adds some interest to the race on the weekend.
Chris Caserta is going to ride it.
What's he going to ride at?
He reckons he's around 48 kilos. He reckons he can get down to 44.
Oh, my goodness. So he's losing 10% of his body weight.
Let's just say, I hope it's not a windy day.
Or hot. Oh, hot.
Well, he's probably hoping for the heat. Warwick Farm tips today?
Yeah, it's a tough program today, I must admit, TK. Just a couple on an each-way basis. So I don't mind race 6, number 9, Aliferous. Always had a bit of time for her. It's a tough race, this one, but I thought her first up one was really good around Canterbury. Getting out to a slightly bigger track at Warwick Farm might suit. And the other horse I want to back on an each-way basis today is race 2, number 3, Collada. Now, I think Brad's pretty keen on this horse as well. I saw 4-9 extra. He went round in that Dawn Passage race a couple of weeks ago. He sort of missed the start a little bit back along the fence. And when he went to improve in the straight, just ran into backsides. Off his trials, he's got plenty of ability. I cannot let him go around at $13 today. Race 2, number 3, Collada. So a couple on each way basis. Race 6, number 9, and race 2, number 3.
Is there a statue of you around TAB headquarters?
Oh, probably, Jimmy. The amount of losers I've been sitting lately.
You're okay. You're okay.
Probably a bronze statue as well.
It'll all turn around today, mate. Race 2, number 3, Collada, at the good odds of $13. And then...
The other one was race 6, number 9.
Alfurios.